Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. That's 800-761-9334.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you with tons of things to talk about in the sports world. Man, oh man, oh man, I feel like it's been a while since we've talked to you, but a lot has happened in the sports world. Kyrie, Kanye, the Los Angeles Lakers, NFL football, the craziness, UFC, all kinds of stuff, man. Golf, you name it. It's been chaotic. College football, holy cow. Man, oh, man. Mike Wilson, another day, brother. I can't wait to rap about sports with you, dude. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. You got to mention the World Series as well. I mean, holy smokes. We have a new champion with the Houston Astros, but yeah, everything else, it's been a while. So, you know what, let's get to it and let's talk some sports, buddy.
Speaking of the World Series, my friend, that was like one of the worst watched World Series in the history. I believe they got like 11 million viewers a night or something like that. That's pretty pathetic when you really think about it. There's a lot of people in the world. Nobody cared about watching the Houston Astros win the World Series. That's all I'm trying to say. I ain't mad at them, but that's the truth, people. Anyways, keep it close on the other side. We'll hook up with our professor of sports. We haven't talked to him in a couple few weeks. John Poulter. We'll get the skinny about what he thinks about the World Series. And we're going to have to talk some hockey with that guy now because it's that time of year, Mike Wilson. Keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be right back. Keep it close, y'all.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, pack rats.
Call 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. That's 800-569-7208. Are you like me? You have health insurance, but you don't have dental insurance. Do you need to get to the dentist right away? Maybe you need an implant or some other major service. Well, I found a dental insurance plan that's just right for you. It's called Spirit Dental. Spirit Dental offers a $100 lifetime deductible, a huge network of dentists. And here's the best part. There's no waiting periods. Yeah, that means you can call right now and have real dental insurance for you and your family tomorrow and get that immediate coverage you want. Spirit Dental has plans for just a few dollars a day, up to $5,000 annual maximum, and coverage for implants. Whatever age you are, the dental insurance you need is a free phone call away. Now don't wait, and be sure to ask about Spirit's vision plan. Here's the number, 800-634-0482, 800-634-0482. That's 800-634-0482.
If you have certain chronic conditions, such as heart disease,
asthma,
diabetes, and you're 19 years of age or older,
52,
36,
42, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I'm going to ask my doctor
about getting vaccinated
with Prevnar 20.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, pulling you through another. By the way, you can get at us a couple few different ways if you like. You can always call us, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it would be the real Dorf on Sports. And if I'm not mistaken, we have the real John Poulter with us all the way from Toronto, Canada. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. I'm doing very well, thanks. How about you?
Can't complain, but I'll tell you what, a lot has happened since we last spoke. The World Series has come and gone, and I don't know if you caught any of the Open, but we did mention the Houston Astros winning the World Series, and I then was very quick to say, but nobody watched the World Series, and I think it was the worst rated World Series of all time, something like 11 million viewers a game. I don't think people really cared about it. I'm just being honest, John. I mean, is it kind of too bad when everything is said and done? Because you had the Dodgers win all those games. You had the Mets, the Braves. There were a lot of good stories. But at the end of the day, nobody cared.
Yeah, there were a lot of good stories. And to your point, when we have the sixth seed in the National League representing the National League, and they deserved to be there because they were playing well once the postseason started, but there was obviously a reason over the regular season that they were the sixth seed. So you have to wonder if the top teams being out of the postseason early, and I'm talking Mets, Braves, Dodgers here when I talk about the top teams being out early, does it throw a little bit of a shadow on the World Series? Does it make it a little bit of a foregone conclusion that the strongest team in the American League is going to prevail? I was a little disappointed to hear that the ratings were as bad as they were because, quite frankly, I thought it was a relatively entertaining World Series. I mean, when we first went into this, we got the impression that the Astros were likely going to walk all over the Phillies, if you look at their regular season records. But the Phillies silenced that pretty quickly by coming back from a 5-0 deficit in Game 1 to win the game in extra innings. You almost kind of wondered after that if the Phillies kind of just thought it was nice to be here. But after that third game, in Game 3 in Philadelphia, where the Phillies had all the home runs and the Astros were shut out, the Astros really took over and were full value for their money at the end of the day.
You know, John, you know, we get done with the World Series, and I got to admit, I enjoyed the World Series. I actually watched it, but you know, ratings and money is everything in professional sports. And when you talk about money, you got to talk about the free agent market coming up. I mean, you're going to have people like Trey Turner, DeGrom, Aaron Judge, Carlos Correa. I mean, there's a bunch of others. Justin Turner, you know. Where do you think these guys end up, and what kind of I mean, the money's going to be just absolutely disgusting that's going to be thrown around. You know, as much as the owners want to complain about it, they're the ones throwing the money around. But where do some of these top guys end up, in your opinion?
Well, that's a real interesting question, and I think it starts at the shortstop position because, you know, you look at the top four shortstops that are available, that being Turner, as you mentioned, Carlos Correa opting out of that short-term contract that he signed with the Twins, Bogaerts opting out of his contract with the Red Sox, Dansby Swanson, free agent with the Braves. If any of those guys leaves their team from 2022, you're probably going to see that team immediately react by trying to sign one of the other three, because they're all good quality teams. They're obviously excellent players. These guys are not going to want to give up a quality shortstop. So I think we'll kind of see a little bit of a domino situation. That's the one that intrigues me. The other one that intrigued me are Aaron Judge. Can the Yankees afford to even think about letting him walk away? Best player on the biggest franchise dollar-wise in the American League, coming off an MVP year. Can they afford to let him walk? I don't think they can. Question is, how much do they want to break the bank to keep him? And I think the other key player in this, and this one to me is going to be very, very interesting to see where he signs, is Wilson Contreras. We talked that we were surprised when the Cubs did not trade him at the deadline in 2022. He's now a free agent. He's obviously going to walk for nothing. I don't see the Cubs being in a position to re-sign him or wanting to re-sign him or him wanting to re-sign with the Cubs, because at 31 years old, he'll want to go to a team that's primed to win. I got to think he's looking at the Cardinals, and the Cardinals are looking at him because they somehow have to replace Yadier Molina. You look at the other free agent catchers on the list. There's some good catchers there, but there's nobody that jumps out like Contreras does. So I think he ends up in St. Louis. I think Judge ends up back in New York. And then the shortstops, as I mentioned, I think depending on where the first one signs and how much money he signs for, that sets the table for the other three, and then everybody else starts scrambling to fill holes where they can't sign one of those top five or six guys. And if you want to look at the pitching side very quickly, Jacob DeGrom opting out of his contract with the New York Mets, he'll obviously be a huge target for a lot of teams. Justin Verlander's an interesting situation. I still see him going back to Houston. At his age, he wants to win another World Series. The Astros have probably got a better chance than most. I think he'll look at other places, but I don't think he'll leave Houston at all.
That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports. We're talking Major League Baseball, kind of the early off-season talk a little bit. And speaking of what you guys are talking about, there have been a couple of deals that have been done early, Diaz and Kershaw. So give me your thoughts and opinion on that, John.
Well, Diaz didn't surprise me, and I guess neither did Kershaw. I think these guys are pretty well-known commodities. Some of these guys probably want to sign while they've got some options, because at the end of the day, with all this money that's being thrown around, you don't want to find yourself being the only guy that's unsigned, and the only team that needs somebody is a bottom feeder, especially guys that are late in their careers. So I think it's wise to get some of these deals done quickly. But to your point and to Mike's point, there's going to be a ton of cash thrown around here, and the owners are the ones that are writing the checks. So let's not listen to any owners saying that they are short on cash.
All right, so let me ask you this then. We saw what the Yankees were able to accomplish early in the season. They obviously fell apart, you know, somewhere in the middle, and kind of regained themselves toward the end. And, you know, it's a pretty good season, but it's not what they want, right? The Dodgers, same thing. Like, they absolutely destroyed everybody throughout the regular season. When the postseason came, different story. So my point is that even though these teams are so great and we're always talking about them, they're not necessarily winning each and every year, John, and they spend the most amount of money year after year. Like, sooner or later, something has to give. So with that being said, who should we be looking at next year? Like who could shock us and who could surprise us with being better than we anticipate them being?
Well, I guess it depends on whether you look at the postseason or whether you look at the whole 2022 regular season. I guess if you want to look at the postseason and what's going forward in 2023, assuming that the Phillies go out and sign a couple of players, which I think they're almost guaranteed to do, given that they've now tasted some success and they're starting to see some repayment from these free agents that they went out and signed over the last two or three years. If the Phillies go out and make a couple of big signings, probably a shortstop, and it would never, ever surprise me if the Phillies went out and signed a shortstop, and Turner is the guy that sticks in my mind because he played with Harper in Washington. They're friends. Turner has made it relatively clear he'd prefer to play on the East Coast. If all the dollars were equal, I think he'd rather play on the East Coast. So it would never surprise me if Turner ended up in Philadelphia. If the Phillies go out and make a couple of big signings, I can see them wending their way into that pennant race again. I think some of the other teams that we've seen that are good are going to continue to be good. I'm talking Mets, I'm talking Braves, I'm talking Cardinals here. If you look over in the American League, I still don't think the Orioles are a big player. I don't think the Red Sox are close yet. Toronto has to make some signings to get back into this. Tampa Bay is always there. Cleveland came a long way in 2022. There's a team that won a division that I don't think any of us would have thought would be a division winner at the end of the season. If we'd have talked about this in spring training 2022, we'd have said the Guardians would have been in the playoff rush, but I don't think we would have thought that they would have beaten the White Sox for that division. And in the West, I still think you have to go with the Houston Astros. Here's a pretty good team that just won the World Series, fairly well dominated the postseason, and most of their players are signed and coming back and relatively young. So I think we're looking at very much the same crowd as we've looked at in the last couple of years, Andy.
All right. It sounds like it's just going to be the usual suspects, and that's the one thing I'll say about the NFL right now. It's not the usual suspects when you think about it. Yeah, so, hey, do you have time to stick around, and can we talk a little hockey on the other side? Because we haven't done that yet this year.
Yeah, I sure do.
All right, cool. We'll talk hockey on the other side. And by the way, my Vegas Knights, baby, they're back at it once again. I love watching those guys. Anyways, we got to take a break. We'll continue with John Polte on the other side. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days. All in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore, and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. That's 800-950-8218. Paid for by Want to Sell.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back into the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, hanging out with our professor of sports. Comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada, John Poulter. And at this time, we've already talked about baseball. Now it's time to talk some hockey with you, John. And, you know, let's just kind of go over things because we haven't done this yet this season. But in the Eastern Conference, Eastern Conference, yeah, but the Atlantic more specific, you got the Bruins on top there right now with 26 points. The Maple Leafs, the next guys next to them at 19 points. Panthers at 17. And the Red Wings, someone we haven't talked about in a while, they're at 17 right now. In the Metropolitan, you have the Devils at 24, the Islanders at 20, the Hurricanes at 19, and the Rangers at 17 right now. Flyers close and Capitals close and right there, nipping, you know, right behind them. In the Western Conference and the Central, it's the Avalanche, and maybe we shouldn't be surprised, right? They're a pretty quality hockey team that's coming off of a great run from last season. Winnipeg right there, that's got to make you happy, John. But not a lot of point getters in that division, to be honest with you. The leader is at 17, so kind of a little bit of the quality doesn't seem to be as good in that division as opposed to the others, where the Vegas Knights also have the 26 points. Then you have the Kings, who we haven't talked about much either in the past few years. They're at 21 points right now. And then this might be the biggest shock of them all. We got the Kraken right there with 18 points. Edmonton, another thing that probably will make you happy, and same with Calgary. Well, I don't know how you feel about these two. But anyway, they're Canadian teams, as you know what I'm saying. Edmonton and Calgary right behind them. I think that there's a lot of interesting things happening in National League Hockey right now, John.
Yeah, there's some real interesting things happening. And looking at the Eastern Conference, firstly, and try and go in the same order that you did in terms of the divisions, Boston's been a surprise. Boston is always a pretty solid team, but quite frankly, I did not see them being this good this early this season. And all of a sudden, after 15 games, 26 points, a 7-point lead over the Maple Leafs, 9-1 in their last 10, 8-0 at home, so obviously playing very well in Boston. That has been a surprise. Detroit is a lot better than we thought they were going to be, as is Montreal. The big disappointment in that division so far, Tampa Bay, 14 games, only 15 points. We've come to expect a lot better hockey from Tampa Bay. Buffalo started out really, really well, but have kind of hit the skids since the start of November. I think they've now lost 5 in a row. They find themselves in 7th place in that division. So the little bit of normalcy in that division, a little bit of abnormalcy. Swinging over to the Metropolitan, you talk about the New Jersey Devils, 9-1 in their last 10, those 9 wins being in a row. All of a sudden, a 4-point lead over the Islanders. Did not see the Devils coming out of the gate this quickly. That's been a huge surprise. Carolina and the Rangers, you mentioned, in third and fourth. little bit of a disappointment, I guess, for both of those teams, but let's not lose track of the fact that we're only about 20% of the way into the season. So lots of time to get back into it. Going over to the Western Conference, you mentioned that Colorado not getting a lot of points, leading the division with only 17 points, but let's keep in mind there that they've only played 13 games. That division, for some reason or other, seems to have played less games than all of the other divisions. I'm not really sure why that is, just a quirk in the schedule, I guess. But Colorado, 8-4-1, 17 points, starting to catch fire after a fairly slow start. Four wins in a row now. Winnipeg playing much better hockey than they did last season, and Dallas got out of the gate very quickly. So we've got three teams there with 17 points. So that's going to be a very interesting division. Moving over to your favorite team, the Vegas Golden Knights, sitting with a five-point lead in the Pacific Division with Los Angeles behind them, and the surprising Seattle Kraken, as you point out, in third place with 18 points. Edmonton has had a terrible time in terms of defending against other teams. They're giving up goals by the bushel full. Calgary has struggled tremendously. I thought after last season and the off-season acquisitions they made, I thought Calgary would be a better team at this point in the season than 6-6-2. Vancouver's been struggling. They've been giving up multi-goal leads all season, including here in Toronto on Saturday night. They were up 2-0 in the first period and ended up losing 3-2. And San Jose and Anaheim sort of filling out that division, a couple of teams that are in a rebuild. But, you know, yes, there's some surprises. You know, it's a little bit like baseball. There's some new teams on the block, and there's some teams that we've expected to be there and will be there and continue to be there. But, you know, 20% of the way through the season, we're sort of starting to realize now that what we're seeing is what we really have. There's been some teams that have really surprised me, and one of them is Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh at 6-6-3, seventh place in that Metropolitan Division. I think Pittsburgh is a better team than that. But, you know, we're at that point where teams are just starting to find their own level, and I think over the next 30 days we'll have a much better idea of whether these teams are flashes in the pan or whether they are perhaps potential issues.
You know, John, you bring up a couple of teams there, and you know, Andy's always laid claim to Vegas. I laid claim to Seattle. They're from the part of the country from where I'm from, and Seattle is a good sports town, and I'm always going to root for the Kraken. I'll lay claim to them. With Seattle and Calgary, you know, you mentioned that, you know, expected more out of Calgary. So did I, because they made a nice little run in the playoffs. They got that town excited again for playoff hockey. But what's it going to take? What do you reasonably expect out of the Kraken? And what do you reasonably expect out of the Flames?
Well, looking at the Kraken first, I think they were spoiled a little bit, or the public were spoiled a little bit by the success of Vegas when they first came into the league. And I think everybody sat back and said, wow, Vegas built a good team right off the bat as an expansion team, got to the Stanley Cup Final in their first year. They've been competitive every year. They've been in the league. That shows that it can be done. Seattle will do the same thing. Seattle never really had a chance to do the same thing because the other GMs learned what they did wrong in terms of trading with Vegas and protecting players from the draft for Vegas, and they learned from that very quickly. And Seattle is probably midway between what Vegas was as an expansion team and what we normally expect an expansion team to be. So they're hanging in there. I can see them fighting for that seventh or eighth place as playoff spots, one of the two wild card spots. I think they'll be on the bubble for making the playoffs. Calgary, I think, is going to pick it up. Daryl Sutter is known as a good defensive coach. Daryl Sutter does not suffer fools easily. I can't see him, he's got a long-term contract, so he's not going anywhere. I can't see him putting up with mediocre effort for much longer. I think you're going to see the Flames go on a pretty serious run in the next 4, 5, 6 weeks and probably find themselves right up there with Vegas in terms of leading that division.
John, looking at the standings, the Bruins have obviously gotten out to an incredible start, and why have they gotten out to a better-than-expected start is my question for you.
I think it's two things, Andy. I think they've surprised a few people. They've taken a lot of teams by surprise because, as I mentioned in the opening, I don't think anybody saw the Bruins as being a 13-2 team after the 15-game mark. They've always been a competitive team. They've always been right there in terms of the postseason. But I don't think anybody thought that Boston was at the top of their game when we started this season. The other thing they've taken advantage of is the fact that Toronto has struggled and Florida has struggled. Tampa Bay has struggled. They would be the three main competitors for those top three spots in that division. And then you add to the fact that Detroit and Montreal have gotten themselves into the mix. They're obviously getting their wins from somebody. Those wins are coming at the expense of the Torontos, the Floridas, the Tampa Bays, and so on and so forth. So I think it's a combination of things, Andy, in that Boston is playing better than expected and taking advantage of the other teams that they were expected to compete with, falling a little bit short in some of their games against the lesser teams.
And then we got to close it out with just asking you about our Arizona Coyotes, who are on the outside looking in right now, but 13 points, 17 is the leader. Do they have a chance, John, or yes or no?
Well, it's certainly a change to see Arizona starting out the season somewhere other than at the bottom. You know, one of the surprises we missed when we talked about that division was the St. Louis Blues, 5-8, bottom of that division. I can't see that lasting. But, you know, we've talked for the last 3 or 4 years that the Coyotes' big problem has been a slow start, and they've played very well once they've gotten through that slow start. So maybe this is a sign of better things to come.
Hey, John, as always, appreciate your time. I hear the music. We got to run. We'll talk to you not next week, but the week after.
That's for sure. I'm away next week, but we'll talk in 2 weeks. Thanks, guys.
Sounds great. John Poulter, professor of sports, breaking down baseball and hockey like nobody's business. We appreciate him so much. We got to take a break. On the other side, we'll rap about the sports world continuously. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Welcome back into the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Olson, Andy Dorf, pulling you through. You can get involved with us if you'd like. Call us 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it would be the real Dorf on Sports there. We got a real game going on in Munich right now, NFL style. Tampa Bay on top 14-3. Just into the fourth quarter of this football game, Mike, about 13 minutes, maybe just under now, and Tampa really on the move. Just real quick, I got to say that this has been the worst I've seen Seattle look all season long. I know they have a long trip to go there. It's like 5,000 miles, maybe a little bit more, whatever it is. They just look unprepared today, my friend. I'm sorry, but Geno has been so good, and Geno is so bad today. So I don't know what to say about Seattle in this effort today, my friend. I'm sorry, but it's a little bit puzzling to me.
No, it is a lot puzzling to me. You know, Seattle, to an extent, is kind of playing above their pay grade a little bit the whole year. Geno's played well this year, and you know, who knows? I mean, look, Seattle as an organization, as a team, is the most isolated team in the country in terms of what it takes to get there, what it takes to travel different places in the country. And when you ask them to go 5,000 miles, or like you said, whatever it is, to Munich, Germany, that can play a role in them looking tired. Now, I'm not into making excuses for them, because I'm sure they were out there in plenty of time to kind of get adjusted to the time difference and all that kind of stuff. But they just, like you said, they look unprepared. They look slow. They look like, you know, obviously a step or two behind. They're missing tackles. It's an ugly performance by the Seahawks.
Absolutely. All right. So let's get into some college football. We'll jump back into the NFL in a while, as we know. But look, man, college football, Georgia did what they do. Ohio State did what they do. Michigan does what they do. TCU gets by a Texas team. And that bodes well for them, because, as we know, they're in the top four right now. Tennessee, they make up for the loss, I guess, because they go out and put up 66. Maybe the shocker of the day, Washington beating Oregon, would you say? Yeah, pretty much the shock of the day. Alabama, Ole Miss, that was a pretty good football game, if I'm not mistaken. I watched it down the end of the stretch, and, you know, Alabama had to come up with some plays to win that football game.
Yeah.
Clemson rebounded. You go down the list, UCLA in the Pac-12 after dark, they lose to Arizona. That's not a good look for UCLA. I'm sorry, who has been pretty good all season long, and then bam, they take that one. That's kind of like a punch to the guts, or a punch to somewhere else, and it is what it is, right? Penn State, they get their thing, they get it done. North Carolina beats Wake Forest. That was a fun football game, actually. And then you look down the list, Tulane goes down to UCF. Notre Dame, they're in the top 25 now, and they're winning football games here at the end of the season pretty well. So I like what Notre Dame is doing. And as I said that, Tampa Bay has now scored a touchdown. So they're up 20 to 3, you know, pending the extra point, probably going to be 21-3 Tampa Bay, looking pretty good for them at this point. And then Kentucky losing again. So Vanderbilt beating them. College football, for the most part, it's relatively status quo. You have a few, you know, bumps and bruises along the way, I guess, like Oregon. But I never was that high on Oregon, and I know you like these Pac-12 teams, but you know me, brother. I'm a Big Ten guy, and I'm used to that kind of style of football versus what I call out here the finesse style of football. I'm more into power football, my friend. But, hey, it is what it is. They go down to Washington. So I would say the Pack is out of this thing, wouldn't you?
Oh, the Pack, yeah, the Pack is out of it. I mean, look, when University of Arizona goes out to the Rose Bowl and beats up UCLA, too, that's a shock as well. Washington and Oregon get together. That's a huge rivalry. So it's, you know, I look at that game like those games can go either way because there is a lot of bad blood between those schools and those fan bases. So that didn't necessarily shock me, but Oregon does this every flipping year. Everybody starts talking about the Ducks, and I'm like you, buddy. I'm not talking about the Ducks. I was never talking about the Ducks. Did they look good leading up to the Washington game? Absolutely they did. They were putting points on the board. They were beating up on some lesser teams. And once, you know this, what, Oregon came to the desert a couple years ago against ASU, highly ranked, Justin Herbert, the quarterback, and they just lay an egg.
Yeah.
And they've done this the last, what, 5, 6, 7 years, where everybody starts talking about them, and then they step on themselves, and they ruin it. Yeah, the Pac-12 is out of the playoff contention talk. Look who's coming to Austin in Eugene next week. Utah has Oregon's number the last few years. They don't care where they play the Ducks. They're going to play physical. Utah always is a physical team because of what Kyle Whittingham preaches up there in Salt Lake City. So look, the Ducks not only lost to Washington last week, they can lose at home again to the Utes next week and really put themselves out of any contention for anything substantial. So we'll see. But like you said, the top of the, like, kind of like it, you know, these political times this last week, right? The top of the ticket in college football is relatively unchanged. I watched the Illinois-Purdue game yesterday. And Illinois has that defense that statistically it's like a top 2 or 3 defense in the whole country. Purdue just kind of took it to them yesterday, and that was a chippy game. There is plenty of personal foul penalties in that game, people talking smack, stuff happening coming out of the tunnel. And, you know, Illinois had a real shot to go to 8-2, you know, going into the Michigan game, and they couldn't get it done. And now they go up to Ann Arbor, I believe. They're going up to Ann Arbor. They're not only going to be 7-2, they could be 7-3, and then, you know, they end the year against Northwestern. But, you know, the status quo at the top is what the status quo is, and those top teams are going to do what they're going to do this late in the year. But the thing I'm looking forward to in a couple of weeks are all these rivalry games. I love rivalry weekend because you just expect the unexpected.
Sure. Speaking of expecting the unexpected, I got a segue and I got to move on to talk about NBA hoops with you for a moment and what's been happening with Kyrie, the Nets situation.
Right.
The outlash that's happened since then from players, LeBron being a guy that I initially liked what LeBron said about the situation. And now I'm not so sure I do like what the stance is by a lot of these guys. Look, man, at the end of the day, Kyrie Irving did something. And I think that maybe he did something being a little ignorant. But I don't think that ignorance is an excuse. And I think that all of a sudden it's shifting a little bit. And it seems more like people want to give him a pass based on his ignorance. Is that kind of where you see this now at this point? And if we don't know what I'm talking about, we're talking about the anti-Semitic post that he put on his social media. And whether you're promoting something or not, if you put anti-Semitic stuff on your page and you're not talking negatively about it, then you're promoting it, in my humble opinion, Mike Wilson.
No, absolutely you're promoting it. And, you know, a lot of these players like to speak out on different things. You know, Kyrie, you know, he talked about the vaccine, why he didn't want to get the vaccine, or they don't want to speak out against China and human rights abuses, but they'll speak out on other things affecting the country. You know, many of the players will. But with this, you know, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, I'm thinking the same thing. The silence from the other players in regards to what Kyrie did, what he posted, is deafening. There's been very few players that are willing to go out on the record in the public sphere to condemn what he did. And you're exactly right. If you're going to post something like that, that's so anti-Semitic, but you're not going to say anything negative about it, like, oh my God, look at this crap. Oh, I can't believe this was made, or, you know, those kind of things. And you just leave it there. You're promoting it yourself. You're giving those people who are anti-Semitic, making that movie or TV show or whatever it is, a pass. And people can't, we have to stop giving people passes, athletes, celebrities, regular people, on this kind of stuff, because I think people are becoming a little numb to it and be like, ah, it's not that big of a deal. Heck yeah, it's a big deal. You know, when we have the political system in this country that we have, and a lot of people don't want to speak out against obvious mistruths and lies, and they're still not willing to speak out against the anti-Semitism, you know, in any post, in any realm of social media, then you're giving those anti-Semitics a pass, and that cannot happen. This is 2022. We can't have that kind of stuff out there.
Yeah, I think that it's been an interesting couple of weeks where it's changed. You know, at first it was definitely seen as very offensive, very hurtful. And now it's turned into more about a guy being ignorant. I'm sorry, but that's the way that I see it.
Right.
And ultimately, you know, it is what it is. But you can't do something like that and not expect to have ramifications for it. I mean, what world are people living in? You know, I'm sorry, but it doesn't make sense. Like, words and what you say, they matter today, Mike, and they matter more and more. And when you're that tone deaf, I mean, think about it, bro. The dude's in Brooklyn, man. Come on, dude. Think about time and place. You want to try something like this? Do it somewhere where nobody is going to see you. Nobody's going to hear you. And nobody's going to get your message. Whether you think it's positive or negative, the message is negative, man. It's a negative message. And there needs
and
to
even,
be... Go ahead.
No, I was even going to say that it even seems like Adam Silver is giving him a pass, too. You know, he's come out and made some comments about this. Like, you know, I feel, you know, Kyrie's not anti-Semitic and stuff. I'm like, if a guy like that's making, you know, that kind of thing out there and saying that, I don't know how much I respect Adam Silver
again,
anymore.
Again, you know again, again, I'm telling you, it's been changed. It's now ignorance versus a guy having his opinion and what he was saying. It's now become that he was ignorant on the situation. We got to take a break. Hour number one will be coming up to a wrap. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back for the meantime. It's time on the Sports Weekend Edition. With me, Andy Dorf, is Mike Wilson. You can get at us a couple few different ways if you'd like, people. Call us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on the Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it would be the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real football game happening in the NFL right now in Munich, Germany, and it's 21-9, Tampa Bay on top, second down and 10, about 7.5 minutes to play in this game. So there is some time left for Seattle to make some noise, but they're going to have to do it pretty damn quick, to be honest with you. So we'll see what happens there. But hour number one, just about in the books, my friend Mike Wilson. Did you catch the UFC that happened on Saturday night? Like, anything that we haven't touched upon that you want to throw your voice out about? Anything?
You know what? I did not catch the UFC, but I will say this. Your Bucks and my Celtics are playing some very good basketball right now, and if this keeps up, this is going to be one heck of a playoff series. I know I'm getting way ahead of myself, but right now those two teams in the East are playing some magnificent NBA basketball.
Yeah, I mean, look, at the end of the day, the Bucks have played pretty well, and they've done it without a lot of their guys. Let's be totally honest here.
Right.
Giannis has been out a few games because they're resting him here and there. Middleton, Pat Connaughton, Ingles have yet to see the floor yet. Grayson took the night off the other day. Yeah, they're doing it with a team effort. And I'll tell you who's been spectacular is Javon Carter, man. Holy cow. Like, the Nets waived that dude. The Bucks absolutely picked him up and just put him out on the floor. And the dude's playing fantastic. So, good to see that. Hour number one is in the books, baby. Hour number two, off the bat, the NFL. Keep it close. He's Mike Wilson. Dorf. It is the Dorf.
USA Radio News.
A Michigan pediatric hospital is reporting that it is completely full due to a surge of cases of respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV. Hospital officials said that they are worried that this surge, coupled with an earlier flu season and a potential new COVID-19 wave, could put more stress on the healthcare system. The situation in Michigan is just the latest example of some hospitals across the country reporting that they have reached capacity due to a high number of RSV cases. New Mexico residents have voted in favor of a ballot measure that increases funding for early childhood education. The advocacy group New Mexico Voices for Children estimates that this will amount to about $150 million, or for another 1.25% of the fund, which is funded in part by the state's land, oil, and mineral royalties.
Incumbent GOP Governor Ron DeSantis won re-election in Florida and even flipped Miami-Dade County for the first time in 20 years in the governor's race. Appearing on Fox News, Florida Congressman Greg Stube shares why he thinks his state saw a record turnout for this election.
Florida is no longer a purple state. We are solidly a red state, and it's because of the policies that Republicans have had in place here in Florida, and people all across the country, especially during COVID, recognize that, and they're sick and tired of democratically run cities and states, so they move here to Florida where they have freedom.
Governor DeSantis also won a majority of the state's Latino vote. Democrats have accused state Republicans of gerrymandering congressional districts and passing laws to suppress voters. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
A gasoline tanker crashed and then exploded in north central Nigeria, killing at least 12 people, according to police. The tanker had failed to brake along a major road. All the victims were burnt to death. Colorado voters have passed a ballot initiative to decriminalize psychedelic mushrooms for people 21 and older and to create state-regulated healing centers where patients can experience the drug unsupervised. Colorado becomes the second state after Oregon to vote to establish a regulated system. The initiative, which would take effect in 2024, also will allow an advisory board to add other plant-based psychedelic drugs to the program in 2026. There is an update with Artemis 1. Tim Berg has the latest.
NASA says it has found minor damage to the Artemis 1 moon rocket in Florida following Hurricane Nicole. They say peak winds reached 82 miles an hour when Nicole hit Cape Canaveral as a Category 1 hurricane. 3 below the maximum gust NASA said the rocket could withstand. The next launch attempt for the Artemis 1 mission is scheduled for early Wednesday morning. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. That's 800-761-9334.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. With me, Andy Dorf, is my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. This hour, all we talk about is the NFL, baby. Week 10 of the NFL is here. Storylines, 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 man. Tampa Bay and Tom Brady doing what they do, potentially, right? As the season goes on, they seem to get a little bit better. And you know what? The Green Bay Packers, they're struggling big time. Tampa Tom is coming around, and Aaron Rodgers is going in the tank. Mike Wilson, good morning, my friend. How are you, pal?
I think you're speaking the truth on that one. Tampa Bay still has a long way to come to kind of get to where they want to go. And, man, I'm telling you, Green Bay is just a hot mess right now. It sucks, but I'm happy with my Dolphins. That's all I can say right now.
Look, Josh Allen and the Bills, they've got some questions now that he's got that injury. They're going to have to play it safe and smart. You got the Tennessee Titans. You've got big Derrick Henry. We're not going to talk about them this week much because I think they're on bye, but the Baltimore Ravens, people, look out for them. Lamar Jackson, baby. Anyways, we got to take a break. We'll come back and we'll continue rapping about the sports world. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Thank you.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a Pack Rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, Pack Rats.
Call 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. That's 800-569-7208. Are you like me? You have health insurance, but you don't have dental insurance. Do you need to get to the dentist right away? Maybe you need an implant or some other major service. Well, I found a dental insurance plan that's just right for you. It's called Spirit Dental. Spirit Dental offers a $100 lifetime deductible, a huge network of dentists. And here's the best part. There's no waiting periods. Yeah, that means you can call right now and have real dental insurance for you and your family tomorrow and get that immediate coverage you want. Spirit Dental has plans for just a few dollars a day, up to $5,000 annual maximum, and coverage for implants. Whatever age you are, the dental insurance you need is a free phone call away. Now don't wait, and be sure to ask about Spirit's vision plan. Here's the number, 800-634-0482, 800-634-0482. That's 800-634-0482.
If you have certain chronic conditions, such as heart disease,
asthma,
diabetes, and you're 19 years of age or older,
52,
36,
42, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I'm going to ask my doctor
about getting vaccinated
with Prevnar 20.
Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorfont Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you, and believe me, there is a ton to talk about in the NFL. Right now, Tampa Bay on top of Seattle, 21-16, just under 3 minutes to play. Seattle has woken up. I was shooting you text messages, Mike. I'm like, can Seattle wake up in time to get this done? I think they're going to fall just short, to be quite honest with you. But look, at the end of the day, Tampa Bay, Tom Brady, we expect this guy to go out and perform. It is what it is. Let me run through the games real quickly, and then we'll start talking about what we think may or may not happen today. Vikings play the Bills. The questions are obviously about Josh Allen in that one. Does he play? How will he play? All that stuff. Lions playing the Bears. Justin Fields has been playing a lot better football lately. So people now all of a sudden pretty excited about Justin Fields. Broncos and the Titans. Been a pretty disappointing season for the Broncos. The Titans, they're like right there, man. And we're not really talking about them that much. And I think it's because of what's been going on for them at their quarterback situation. It's been very inconsistent. We don't know who's playing, who's not playing. And quite frankly, it really doesn't seem to matter as long as you can give the ball to Derrick Henry because the dude can run over people, okay? Jacksonville plays the Chiefs. The Browns play the Dolphins. That's an interesting game. I'm thinking... Very interesting game. Dolphins made that trade at the deadline for Chubb, and they've got that prolific offense with Tyreek Hill and Waddle now, and Tua leading the way. Texans are playing the Giants. Giants playing pretty well all season long, too. Now you got the Saints playing the Steelers. Then you have the Colts playing the Raiders. You got the boys in Lambeau to play the Packers. You got the Cardinals playing the Rams. You got the Chargers at San Francisco. And then your Monday nighter is those undefeated Philadelphia Eagles playing the Commanders who are coming to town. So week 10, my friend, a lot of interesting storylines, Mike Wilson.
Oh, there are a ton of interesting storylines. I think the Brown-Dolphin game is going to be one of the better games of the day. I know there's a lot of intrigue around the Dallas-Green Bay game because it's Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. It's Fat Mike going back to the frozen tundra. Dallas
yep.
is playing fairly well. Dak is back. You know, that whole aspect of it. You know, you mentioned the Tennessee game. Look, Tannehill is coming back today, so they're not going to have the struggles at the quarterback position as much as they did with the rookie. So I think the Charger-San Francisco game could be interesting. You know, look, we're in that midpoint of the season where, you know, if you're in contention, you got to start making your run right now. And if you're like a team like the Philadelphia Eagles, you got to just keep doing what you're doing and just make it abundantly clear to any other team in the NFL that you're going to have to come to Philly in the wintertime and win a game and play a really good game to beat the Eagles, because the Eagles are flying high right now. I mean, there's just no doubt about that.
Yeah, and they should be, right? I mean, Jalen Hurts has
right.
Definitely played tremendous all season long. He is total command of that offense. And I think that's kind of an interesting topic in itself. When you think about who's taking over right now, like, I got to say,
right.
Tom Brady is doing his absolute best to, like, not want to give up the mantle or the torch. The guy can still make every throw. The guy still looks pretty damn good to me at 45. Give him time to throw
right.
and he can make any throw. But truth be told, we're talking about a lot of the younger guys. Like, think about it. We're talking about Josh Allen. We're talking about Patrick Mahomes. We're talking about Jalen Hurts. We're talking about Tua. We're talking about the new generation of quarterbacks who are ready to come into the scene, right? Like, the other guys are going on. They're on the way out. Whether Tom wants to be on the way out, he is on the way out. Whether Aaron wants to be on the way out, his play would suggest that he's on the way out, Mike Wilson. So we're starting to
right.
talk about this new crop of quarterbacks, and I didn't mention Lamar, and like I said, they're on bye. We're going to forget about Baltimore, but I'm telling you what, Baltimore has played relatively lousy all season long, and look at the position they're in. They've been up double digits in every game that they've lost. So as much as they've got those three losses or whatever, they could be undefeated as well. I'm telling you right now, I think Baltimore is a scary football team moving forward, my friend.
Oh, God, I would not want any part of Baltimore. Look, it's tough. Excuse me. It's tough enough to scheme against Lamar Jackson, who's like he's a cheat code in a video game by the way he runs around and he plays and he just affects the game in so many different ways. It's insane. And plus that defense as well. Look, they picked up Roquan Smith from the Chicago Bears a couple weeks ago. That guy's legit linebacker, and you put him in a system that's Baltimore and the way they've always played defense. I mean, no thanks. I would want to avoid that as much as possible.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, I think there are in each conference, right, in the NFC and in the AFC, I think you have your teams that could make a very serious run. I'm starting to get a little bit more and more worried about what Tampa Bay is starting to look like. I'm sorry, but at the end of the day, man, That drive that they put together last week at the end of the game to beat the Rams.
Right.
People make too much of certain things and people make too little of certain things, right? I'm telling you right now that was a turning moment for them this season. Okay. Did you see Tom after the game when he's in that press conference? What did he say right away?
Yeah.
That was effing awesome. And you know what? That like it's something like that that can just literally turn your season around. And it looks like the offense has gotten themselves going a little bit. Leonard Fournette really didn't play a huge role in this game. Richard White wound up getting most of the carries today, and that's something that I'm going to be interested to see moving the rest of the way. But if they look, man, he's got Julio Jones, he's got Godwin,
right?
I mean, come on, man, he's got Evans. Like, he's got three very good wide receivers. The running game has been suspect. I'm telling you right now, Philadelphia, Tampa Bay, look out for them when push comes to shove. I feel like they're gonna play a role in this. I'm not sold on Minnesota, but I'll tell you what, if they can get a win in Buffalo, I might start leaning on Minnesota, saying, you know what, they've got playmakers in very important positions. They've got a very stout defense. You know, like Kirk Cousins is playing pretty good football, man. Like, at the end of the day, the Vikings are a good football team. And then you look at that NFC East. I'm sorry, man, but like I've already mentioned Philly, but the Giants better than expectations, and the Cowboys, my friend. They do have a championship caliber defense, right? You look at the AFC, yep. Mike. Look at the AFC. The Bills have gone down, okay? They've gone down a little bit. And this injury to Josh Allen, I'm curious how they play it out. The Jets have come up. The Patriots are playing a little bit better. The Dolphins, that division all of a sudden is pretty freaking good. And then you got the Ravens and you got Cincinnati. I don't believe in the other two teams, the Browns or the Steelers. The AFC South, right. I don't believe in anybody. And then you've got the other. just think about it. That's true. And then you look at the other one, it's Kansas City. And then what about the Chargers, right? Like, I think that we're seeing the separation, but it's like different teams that we're seeing separate this year, Mike.
Oh, absolutely. And let's not forget about the San Francisco 49ers. You can't forget about the Niners right now.
Very true, man. I should never forget about them. I've got Christian McCaffrey on my fantasy team. We got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll continue rapping about the NFL, where Tampa gets it done 21-16 over the Seahawks in Munich, Germany. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days. All in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. That's 800-950-8218. Paid for by Want to Sell.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. You can get at us a couple few different ways if you'd like. Holla, 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up, follow us, check us out on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports, Facebook, Dorf on Sports, IG. It would be the real Dorf on Sports there. Like we said earlier, Tampa Bay and Tom Brady get it done in Munich, Germany. They beat the Seahawks. 21-16 is the final there. I just think it took too long for the Seahawks to wake up and figure out that they were playing a football game and that it was Sunday and that everybody had a job to do. And at the end of the day, you can't do that against a guy like Tom Brady because he's going to get you every single time. And you know what? I've been impressed with Tom Brady this season, Mike, more so than anything, is the lack of interceptions that he's thrown versus Aaron Rodgers. Almost called him Aaron Brady, who he's not, obviously. But my point is that he's still making the throws again, man. I can't say it enough. The guy is legit. At 45, he can still throw the ball, make any throw. I think if you don't appreciate this guy, you're better, okay? He really is that good. He really is. And the difference between him and Aaron Rodgers is night and frickin' day. This guy can take guys who are average and make them a lot better. He makes superstars even better superstars. He is such a good leader of men, okay? That's just where I'm at with this one. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about some of the things that may or may not happen on the football field today. What's got to happen if Josh Allen isn't totally 100%, like we know he's not? How do they beat the Minnesota Vikings today, Mike?
Well, I'll go back to your Tom Brady thing, and then I'll address the Allen thing. Brady, I saw this stat during the game, and I'm sure you probably saw it too. This was his first interception today in 399 pass attempts.
Yeah.
Like, you just think about that, and he's 45, and what he's had to do with off the field and on the field, injuries and all that, and he's only throwing a pick every once in basically 400 passes. Absolutely insane. Absolutely insane. You got to tip the cap and just go, okay, yeah, he's the GOAT for a reason kind of deal. So anyway, with Josh Allen, I mean, if he can't throw that deep ball to Diggs, I mean, if there is something still there and he's a little bit, you know, hesitant to kind of really just let it loose, cut it loose, as they like to say in the business, right? Then, you know, you're going to, it's going to be, have to be like some kind of dink and dunk, and you're going to have to rely more on the running game, and that defense is going to have to show up as well. Not that they can. I mean, look, that front seven, or not necessarily the front seven, but that defensive line for Buffalo is legit. They got big guys that can come after you. They're quick. They're nimble. So, you know, if Allen is still kind of under the weather with it, they're going to have to rely on everybody to play a complete game.
All right, so Josh Allen is officially active today versus the Vikings. So I think that that's just something we're going to have to watch throughout the day. I'm very curious to see
right.
how they're going to protect Josh, and if he gets hit, what the ramifications are from that. Because quite frankly, man, here's where Buffalo's at. They want home field advantage, man. Okay?
Right.
They really do. So with that being said, I think they feel like they need this football game. Okay? And that's a dangerous proposition to be when you're playing in the National Football League. Okay? When you need to win a football game and you need to keep a guy healthy that's already kind of hurt. To me, that this is a scary proposition, man. I'm telling you right now. Just watch this game, people. I know Buffalo is favored, and if you looked at it at the beginning of the week, they were favored by 9.5 points. That thing went all the way down to 3.5. Now it's at 5, and it's kind of hovering at 5. It's an interesting game. To me, it's like Buffalo's either going to run them out of the building, or Minnesota's going to win a close one, because that's been the difference with Minnesota
right.
this year, Mike. Mike, they have won all the close games that they have lost the season before. So they took those lumps, they took those bruises, and they took all the losses, they took those L's, and you know what they've done this year? They've turned them into W's. And where are they? They're 7-1. They're actually better than the Buffalo Bills as far as their record goes. So quite frankly, I think you come into this game with a ton of confidence if you're the Minnesota Vikings. And I'll tell you what, no better way for them to flex their muscles than to do it right now in Buffalo today, man.
No, absolutely. This would be a great way to have a flex, right, as the kids say, by winning in Buffalo. And let's keep this in mind. Minnesota's won 6 games in a row by a possession or less that were decided
but
by
that's what I'm
less.
Saying, man.
So,
they learned from last year where they were losing those tight games.
Yes. Yeah, and so they're winning those games now. And like you said, they're learning how to win those games. They're learning just how to be successful. And, you know, look, if you're Buffalo, this is a scary game. And having Josh Allen being dinged up like he is, even though he's going to play, can be a dangerous thing for them. And, you know, taking on a team that's learning how to win and winning close games like Minnesota.
Speaking of learning how to win, let's talk Justin Fields for a moment, my friend, because the kid is absolutely starting to dazzle us with his performances out there on the football field. He can use his legs. He can use his arm. What I've noticed in the past few weeks is he's cutting down on the mental mistakes, and you're not seeing him turn the ball over like he was before.
Right.
I think the future is bright for Justin Fields and the Chicago Bears. What I know, Packer fan don't want to hear that from me, but I'm telling you what, man, I think they found something with Justin Fields. What say you?
No, I think, well, they obviously found something with Justin Fields. It's not like Justin Fields is not a talented guy. The problem with Justin Fields is he doesn't have a lot of weapons around him. Now, they picked up, you know, Chase Claypool from Pittsburgh a couple weeks before the trade deadline and all that kind of thing. So that's a good target for him. But as far as overall talent and stuff around him, the Bears have to pick that up and be much better at setting their quarterback up to be successful. So, you know, we'll see. He's certainly fun to watch. He gets out, he runs around, he throws a nice ball, he throws a nice deep ball. He just needs guys around him to make plays.
Speaking of throwing the deep ball, Patrick Mahomes, a lot of different weapons this year. Not a big difference in how they're running things. I think the thing that concerns me about Kansas City, Well, two things. There's two things that concern me. Their defense at times gives up big plays. They give up a lot of points. And then their lack of a running game. And I almost put this on Andy Reid. I'm sorry, but I don't understand what he's doing with Edwards-Helaire. I mean, that's your guy, dude. Quit playing musical running backs. This guy is so versatile out of the backfield. You can use him to throw passes to him. He can obviously run the ball very effectively. They like McKinnon. They just try. Does this make sense to you? I feel like Andy Reid has too many damn toys to play with. And at times, he forgets what his bread and butter is. And it seems like that is a common thing in the NFL. But to me, it's puzzling. Because if you give Clyde Edwards-Helaire the ball 20 times a game, I think that guy's going to get you 100 yards or more most of the time, Mike Wilson.
Yeah, no, and that's a good analogy that Andy Reid just has so many toys to play with in his toy box that it's just disgusting. I mean, look, as long as he has that main toy in Mahomes, he's going to be fine. But the running back position, you know, by committee is kind of like, you know, you're playing two quarterbacks. What do they say? You got two quarterbacks, you got nothing. You got no quarterback. And the same to me is always, I've always had that same thought process when you see, you know, the running back by committee kind of thing. Settle on a guy, and I'm with you. O'Hare is that guy. Give him the ball 20 times, 25 times a game. He's going to get 100 yards for you. Like, he looks for the contact. He'll run guys over. He'll run past guys. And he's young. He has young legs. So they do need to make a decision with that, because like I said, if you're doing this running back by committee, you don't have any running backs, and the running game's gonna suffer, and they're gonna need a running game going into the playoffs.
All right, real quickly before we get to the break, Tua has a bunch of toys too, right? Like, he's got two of the best. Yeah. He has the two best, if you're going numbers wise. He's got two of the best wide receivers, obviously Tyreek Hill and Waddle. What do you think the sky, what do you think the limit is for the Dolphins? I'm going to tell you mine. I think it's Super Bowl, brother. What say you?
I don't know if the Super Bowl is it for the Dolphins, but they got weapons to play with. And in an offensive league, they got an offensive coach, and they got speed to kill. So it could be a scary thing. The only thing with Miami, you got to be able to make stops. And I'm not sure that defense is quite there yet.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll give the analysis as to what we think happens in the games. Today, he's Mike Wilson. I am the Dorf Man. Stay close, y'all. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere.
The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. You can get at us a couple few different ways if you'd like. Call us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. IG, it would be the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, Mike Wilson, it's that time, my friend. We talk about the games and we talk about what we think may or may not happen. So we did spend some time talking about this, although we didn't really give what we thought was maybe going to happen. We are now, though. Minnesota playing the Bills. Josh Allen, a little banged up. Vikings riding that emotional roller coaster of a six-game winning streak. I kind of like the Vikes to pull off the unthinkable in Buffalo today. I'm taking the Vikes, my friend.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm taking Minnesota over Buffalo today to pull the upset. They're, like we said, they're learning. They've won six games in a row by a possession or less. They're figuring out how to do it. And with Josh Allen being a bit nicked up, you know what? I will take a fully healthy Minnesota team today, and they probably win it by like 3 to 5 points, something like that, but they're going to win this game.
Lie-downs playing the Chicago Bears, led by Justin Fields, who has absolutely turned a corner, looking like an NFL quarterback and making the right reads and using his legs at the right time and not making the bonehead errors that he was in the past. And then you got the lie-downs coming off that big victory over the Green Bay fudge you-know-whaters. And you know what? Hey, I ain't mad at them, but you know what? When they're down, you kind of got to kick them a little bit, even if you are a Green Bay Packer fan. So don't get mad at me, Packer fan. It's just the reality of the situation. The Packers stink right now, okay? And the lie-downs took care of business against you. They're riding that emotional high. But you know what? It gets halted, baby. It gets halted and stopped in Chicago at Soldier Field. Justin Field is going to take this game, my friend. I like the Bears at home.
Yeah, I'll take the Bears, but you know there's that fan, that Packer fan out there in Santa Monica that's just like rolling his eyes right now and probably wants to give you the business, but I'm going to go with the Bears as well.
Kind of did that for him anyway. Okay, we got the Broncos and the Titans going at it, and you had mentioned earlier Tannehill back in the lineup. Malik Willis, actually, the guy never threw a pass, but he was able to win football games somehow. I don't know how, but right. They give the ball to Derrick Henry. That's how, okay? I think you're going to see a lot more of Derrick Henry, and I think you're going to see the Titans pull this victory off. I like them to beat the Broncos today, my friend.
Yep, I think Tennessee beats the Broncos as well. The Broncos are just, they're to me one of the two biggest disappointments in the league this year. So I don't think it gets any better for Denver today. Tennessee with Tannehill back gets the dub.
All right, so we've got the Jaguars playing the Chiefs, Arrowhead Stadium. The Chiefs maybe got their one L of the season already. There's no way in hell they're losing to Trevor Lawrence and the Jacksonville Jaguars at home. I got the Chiefs, and I think they win by a couple of scores, my friend.
Yeah, I think this is Chiefs all day. There's no way they lose to the Jaguars in Kansas City. It's not impossible, but I got Kansas City.
All right, so the Browns are playing the Dolphins. Jacoby Brissett knows that his time is basically over. Week 13 is coming pretty soon, and they've already said you're done. You're going to pass the keys to Deshaun Watson. If I'm him, I'm trying to get numbers right now. I'm sorry, but that's just the truth. So we'll see how things turn out for the Cleveland Browns the rest of the way, but I don't think it's going to be all that good. I love what the Dolphins are doing. We've talked about Tyreek Hill and Waddle, and I think Tua is very capable, to be quite honest with you. I've always liked him. I loved him at Alabama. I thought he just needed some weapons in the NFL. Now he has them, and you're seeing the result. There's one thing that kind of scares me about Cleveland, though. They have a very good running game. And we know one thing that happens in the NFL. There are two things that happen in the NFL. Defenses travel and running games travel. So you're going to have to be able to shut that down. I think the Dolphins pull this off. I think they're going to use that heat. They're going to use a little bit of that. Hopefully they have some humidity. It's going to be 75, 80 degrees. I think the Dolphins wear them out. I think the Dolphins get it done.
I think it's Dolphins all day today. I think that, like you said, that humidity down there, it's just different when you're not used to it. But it does concern me, the Nick Chubb, the running game. Look, Cleveland has a good defense. They got good linebackers. They got one of the best defensive ends in the league. But I think in the end, Miami just has too much speed and too much skill at certain positions to lose this game. Miami today.
Texans playing the Giants. Giants are coming off of their bye week. They're playing exceptionally well. Danny Dimes, who doesn't have a contract, is playing inspired football, let's be honest. Saquon Barkley has been better. He stayed on the field, for crying out loud. And give Danny Dimes some freaking credit, man. Who the hell is he throwing to, for crying out loud? Okay? Like, dude, he's actually probably not that bad. The guy went to Duke University. He's not a dumb guy, okay? So I think Danny Dimes is earning a job, is what I'm trying to say. And I think it continues. I like the Giants in East Rutherford, New Jersey. I think they get it done at MetLife Stadium.
I'm just going to keep it simple. It's going to be the Saquon Barkley show today, and New York gets the win over the Texans.
The Texans do have a decent running game, though. So, you know, it's one of those games where I see it kind of like just breaking out. You know, like it could be close, and then all of a sudden maybe the Giants are up 10 points or something like that. It'll be an interesting, strange game, but I do think the Giants will pull it out. This is a tough one, man. The Saints and the Steelers. The Saints are like completely different teams at home and on the road, okay? Steelers are coming off of their bye week. The Steelers absolutely stink. They've got nothing to play for except to try and make it so that Mike Tomlin doesn't wind up having a losing season, right? Like, come on, man. At this point, you're playing for your coach, hopefully. So with that being said, holy hell, I don't know who the hell to take here. So I'm just going to take the Steelers because they're playing at home. And like I said, the Saints are such a different team on the road. It's almost like they have no identity on the road. So I got to take the Steelers at home.
Look, I got my son sitting right next to me, and he's the biggest Steeler fan. He's wearing his TJ Watt jersey. TJ Watt is back today. So we'll see. But I think Pittsburgh wins this at home. I think it's just too much. I think there's going to be a picket to Pickens combo today that can't be shut down. So the Steelers all day today.
Talk about two teams that probably had a lot higher goals than where they're at right now. We're talking Colts. We're talking Raiders. Right. Waller out indefinitely now on the IR. looks like Davante Adams should get the ball forced to him like he wants it to be in general. This is going to be an ugly football game. I'm sorry, but it's going to be an ugly one. And with that being said, the lack of the running game for the Colts, the lack of a quarterback, I got to take the Raiders at home somehow, some way to beat the lousy Colts, who are 3-5-1, and the Raiders are 2-6. They both stink. I really have no interest in this game, but I'm going to say the Raiders pull it off.
I'm going to probably I'll just flip a coin. You know what?
I hear you.
Just to be different from you, buddy, because we're agreeing on everything today, I'm going to take Indianapolis. They're going to try and win it for their new interim head coach, Jeff Saturday, which we didn't get into that whole thing.
True.
I don't know how he got that job without any experience in the whole thing. But I'm going to take Indy. They're going to play for their coach. Like you were saying, the Steelers are going to play for Tomlin today. So Indy by like a field goal or something out in the desert in Vegas.
Hey, either ignorance is going to be bliss there or ignorance is going to kill him, okay? At the end of the day, one or the other is
right,
going to happen.
Right.
Here's a game I think we're going to agree again upon here. We got the Dallas Cowboys coming in with that 6-2 record, and we got the Green Bay Fudge Stackers, the Green Bay Packers. They have a 3-6 record, and I just think it continues to get ugly. I'm sorry, man, but I don't see it getting better against the Dallas Cowboy defense that is legitimate championship caliber, okay? Micah Parsons and those dudes are going to get after Aaron Rodgers. He's going to be bitching and moaning about his wide receivers doing this, that, and the other, and you know what? It's going to be an ugly day. And you know what? Fat Mike is going to be laughing at the end of the damn day. And that's going to make me laugh even more. So I'm going to take the Dallas Cowboys to beat the lousy Green Bay Packers.
I mean, look, as big as Fat Mike is, he's going to be in the frozen tundra. He could probably play the role of Santa Claus at some mall there in Green Bay. But, you know, hey, look, Dallas is going to win this game. There's just too much drama, and there's just too much just bad football just being played in Green Bay right now. Dallas wins this game.
All right, we got the Cardinals playing the Rams. I feel like the Rams have just had the Cardinals number. It really doesn't matter what these guys' records are. They're both lousy, okay? The Rams are very disappointing after their Super Bowl run. The Cardinals are just disappointing because you're just expecting them every year to, like, break through, and they just don't. And they just break your heart every single year. Sorry, Cardinal fan, but that's the truth. You know it as well as I do. I'm taking the Rams at home, man. I just think that at the end of the day, they have a little bit more talent than the Arizona Cardinals do.
You know what? I just finished talking about all the drama in Green Bay and the bad football. That applies to the Arizona Cardinals. I mean, come on. Kyler's whining and moaning and bitching about whatever with his receivers, with his coach. That's not a good mix. The Rams are going to win this kind of going away today.
Chargers playing the 49ers, who we really didn't talk enough about, because I agree with you. They're definitely a team to be reckoned with. That's another championship caliber defense, talking about the 49ers. The Chargers, to me, in a weird way, I think they're scary if they could ever get healthy. But that's a really big if. Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, they've been out like all season long, but somehow, some way, they're actually 5-3. So maybe they're not as bad as we think they are. Maybe they're not as good as we think they are, but they're 3-1 on the road. This is a battle of California, I guess. I like the 49ers.
Right.
I love Christian McCaffrey. I like Jimmy G. I like that defense. Taking the 49ers.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to take the 49ers over the Chargers. I think the Chargers, everybody loves the Chargers, but we got to remember, Chargers haven't done anything. They haven't won anything. Granted, there have been a lot of injuries and stuff, but they still haven't won. I'm going to take Jimmy G, Christian McCaffrey, and that defense there in San Francisco over the Chargers all day today.
All right, my friend, we have one more game, and that is the Monday Nighter. The Eagles playing the Commanders. The Commanders were close to being over 500. However, the Vikings, that we talked about the close games that they're winning, they snuck it out, and they got it done against the Commanders. So the Commanders are coming off of that loss, maybe with a little bit of a bad taste in their mouth. You mentioned that the Eagles were due for a loss. I don't think it's happening against the Commanders, though. I got the Eagles Sunday night, my friend.
I will keep it plain and simple because I hear the music. Fly, Eagles, fly.
Yeah, Eagles, baby. By the way, Jalen Hurts, we haven't talked about it. Could be the MVP of the NFL. We got to take a break. We're going to come back and do what we always do. It's called Parting Shots, baby. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time today here. Weekend edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. Before we do our parting shots, quick reminder, follow Mike on Twitter at Pigskin Opinion. Follow me at Dorf on Sports. Get after us on Facebook, Dorf on Sports, and follow us on IG at The Real Dorf on Sports. And speaking of that, Mike Wilson, we definitely need to have a post out after this week's games. It's week 10. We're past the midway part. We got to start hammering our fan base a little bit. So, all right, my friend, parting shot time. You are up.
You know, look, I got a couple of shout-outs. One is, I'm going to just give a shout-out to the University of Washington football team for going into Eugene last night and just making those Duck fans cry. Yes, there were Duck fans crying after the game, which for this Oregon State Beaver is just music to my ears. So anytime that happens, it's a good thing. The second thing is, I don't know who has this much cash laying around, but a Babe Ruth glove went for $1.53 million at an auction. So whoever has that much cash to spend on a glove, granted it's Babe Ruth, hats off, tip of the cap to you, my man.
Yeah, that's a lot of coin, my friend, and you'll probably never, ever put that glove on, and you'll just put it in a case somewhere, and it'll just hopefully right. continue to grow Look in value it. For that person. Yeah, but hopefully it continues to grow in value. All right, my parting shot is this. Okay, here we go, baby. We are in week 10 of the NFL, and I've had a lot of time to think about what's been happening in Green Bay. If it goes really bad today, I think you got to think about giving Jordan Love a shot at getting out on that field and seeing if he is the part, if he can be an NFL quarterback. You owe him that. You owed it to Aaron Rodgers. You owe it to Jordan Love as well. Got to get out of here. From Mike Wilson, John Poulter, Robert, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Take care, everybody.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.